You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Give us a call because we have our car guy here today, our car guru. What do you want? Do you want a car guru? Car? Do you want God's a bit much, isn't it? That seems a little presumptuous, Warren.
I'm not presumptuous.
All right. What do you like, guru? Guy? Just guy.
I'm the guy.
Our car guy. Warren is with European. He owns the proprietor of European and U.S. Car Service at 4080 North Broadway. I was running, by the way. I wanted to run, so... Can you hear? I was trying to. I'm huffing and puffing.
More stairs.
So you've informed me that my 95 Honda Accord has given up its ghost.
It has given up its ghost.
Yes. Let's pull this closer to your lovely mouth. There you go.
It's time to say goodnight. Goodbye. Okay. Have a nice time. You've been good for me.
Yes.
To me. My family.
This is like we were talking about last night. Thank your item. Thank your the belonging that you've had for many years for its service and let it go.
It's time to set it free.
Yes. All right, then. Plus, it burns a lot of gas.
It eats it.
It eats it a lot, yeah.
It doesn't burn it. It's well, what gas is cheap. What does it matter?
It matters a lot. I still don't want to burn through it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a minivan. I had a six-cylinder Honda Accord every time I leave the house.
It's a good car.
Warren's right. Gas is cheap. Mine actually leaks gas, and I don't even care. Go ahead. Fill it up.
Just don't let it match behind you.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Does his car really leak gas?
It does. Yeah, I haven't told him that one.
That's a new one?
Yeah, that's a new one. Well, okay. It's not new. I just haven't told you it.
As long as it's not purging.
Well, that was one of the reasons I was bringing my car to you in the first place was I was smelling gas.
It wasn't gas. It was exhaust.
It was. That's not good, right? I felt sick for a couple days.
It's better than gas. Gas is much more pungent.
Right. But it can't be healthy to be inhaling exhaust.
It can't be healthy to inhale anything but O2.
Yeah, because for 2 days I felt like I had whatever that tastes like in my chest. I probably should
have
gone to
the doctor. What does it taste like?
It tastes like gas.
Okay. Well, you know, I've had to taste gas because sometimes you would have to siphon. When you siphon, you have to bring it up before you can just get it down. It's siphoning gas.
Warren, I think somebody played a prank on you. You do not have to taste
you don't
gas
have to do that.
Well, I've had
to
taste gas before.
We should get him the suction thing for babies' noses.
Yeah, so you can spit it right back out.
Yeah, so you can siphon off the snot.
Isn't that what they use to base turkeys?
No, but that's that bulb. But there's one where you put one end of the tube in their nose mm-hmm. and the other end in your mouth, but it stops in the middle, so you don't get the snot in your mouth.
Oh, okay. There's a stopper there.
There's somehow I don't know how it works. We're not quite sure, but I'll show you a video if you'd like.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. YouTube?
My pleasure. But I wonder if you could use that for gas, I would think.
You could use that for gas if it works the same way.
Yeah. I don't know what makes it stop from hitting you in the... Okay. But,
Well, you know, when gas was $4, people were actually siphoning gas out of tanks. So they would have to taste gas if they were going to do that.
What else do they steal from cars? Because I remember for a long time, airbags was really big.
Airbags are slightly less... Mm-hmm. But wheels and tires are a big thing.
Yeah. I saw somebody had their car up on blocks. Like, people just leave the car on blocks. I mean, nice of them to not let it hit the ground, I guess.
Well, the thing is they don't have the time to remove the bricks, so they leave them underneath the car, yeah.
What about the Cadillac converter? Doesn't everybody say that that's a very...
Cadillac converters are being cut off of cars. Yes, absolutely.
How long does that take?
You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Done.
That was 20 seconds.
Wow.
That was less.
I believe. Well, you paused. So
okay. Well,
I counted
the pause is going to the other side of the catalytic converter.
Okay. How can you tell when it's gone? If you lost one, how would you be able to be like, oh,
well,
now
when
that's
you start
missing.
Your car, it sounds like that the earth is opening up.
That would be.
All right.
That would be surprising.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 if you have a question about your car for Warren. Again, he is at 4080 North Broadway in Chicago. Give him a call at 773-248-1200 or visit them on their website, EuroUSAutobody.com. There is someone available 24 hours to answer your questions. Like if somebody is stranded on the side of the road, you were mentioning maybe people have questions about how to handle that situation. If your car has died or if you've been involved in an accident, let's go with an accident first. What's the first thing you should do if you've been involved, regardless of whose fault it is? What's the first thing you should do?
Check your body parts.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know.
True.
Make sure that you're okay. Look around you to make sure that you're in order inside the interior of your car. Make sure you're safe to step out of your car before you step out of your car. And make sure that the person that you were involved with the collision, if it wasn't your fault, isn't fleeing.
Yeah.
If they're fleeing, don't chase them.
No.
No, just stay there and take care of yourself.
Let the police handle it with the information available
at the site. Let the police handle it. A lot of times you'll see if it's a severe accident and you're immobilized and your car can't be moved, there's a potential of having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tow trucks pull up.
Okay.
Don't take any of them.
No.
Unless you've contacted somebody yourself.
Okay, because they prey on you.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary.
Yeah, they're there to try and sell you themselves, but they prey on you.
Well, if they're able to use you as a service, I know that I called and was referred to one of your tow truck guys. I also have AAA. Is that something you find useful for people?
AAA is great. You have to a AAA truck must pull up. Mm-hmm. If someone says they are from AAA, they're not unless they have a AAA truck.
Yeah, I've had excellent experience with AAA. I really have. I've had it for over a decade.
The only problem with
maybe 20 years.
The only problem with AAA in the winter, especially, mm-hmm. is time frame. You can't get a real time frame when they're going to get there. They try and give you a window.
Yes, they give you a window.
But the window is sometimes broken,
mm-hmm.
and it takes extra hour, 2 or 3 or 4 to get it. I always would suggest to somebody, leave your car till the next morning and say, just come first thing in the morning. So, and don't put yourself into a position of wait.
Well, that's where I was lucky with the evening that my car died at the intersection of Lawrence and Cicero.
Oh,
yeah, because I was right there by the viaduct. I called your guys.
I know that neighborhood. It's not far from my house.
Yeah. I was coming from my house at Jefferson Park.
I'm Old Irving.
And there you go. It was rush hour. I made a lot of people angry.
What are you going to do?
I know. I was dead for a while, and then I called your tow truck guy, and he goes, oh, man, it's going to be at least an hour. And he was honest. Yeah, and many of us can imagine that intersection of how busy it is at 5:30 on a Friday.
It's murder.
Yeah.
You know, people are trying to get to the expressway over there.
Yeah. Yes.
It's terrible.
It was one of the worst places.
You got the viaduct right there,
mm-hmm.
and then Lamon Street, mm-hmm. that street over there.
And the car wash, right?
And so Milwaukee's coming up there. You're mm-hmm. going into Jefferson.
It was a vortex of hell.
Yeah.
But fortunately, after about 20 minutes, my car started on its own. I mean, it was hesitant, but I rolled it to a side street and I waited till Monday because it was a brutally cold weekend. And I was like, you know what?
It was the coldest weekend of the year so far.
Yeah, it was.
By the way, Chicagoans, you've been very lucky. The weatherman has been good to us.
You sound almost menacing when you tell us we've been lucky.
We have been lucky.
All right. Well, I know that you're excellent at answering questions from our listeners about their cars and any problems they might be having. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. But I have questions, too. So,
okay.
You know, people, sometimes they just like to listen to us talk.
I'm into that.
And thank you for some Chinese food from Hua Sun.
No, Sun Hua.
I've heard it both ways.
Sun Hua.
Sun Hua.
Sun Hua.
Sun Hua. And that's located where?
It's on Broadway in Chicago, to 5000 Black.
Sunwa.
Sunwa.
These dumplings are delicious.
Kelly from Sunwa. She's great.
Thank you, Kelly. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by our car guy. We got a guy. He owns the European and U.S. car service at 4080 North Broadway in Chicago. You can call him anytime, 24 hours a day, 773-844-0000.
That's a good number for after hours.
Yes. And then for daytime for the
773-248-1200.
And I do like your pens because it also it doubles as
a stylus. You could text with it while you're driving so you can have an accident
don't
and tow your car in.
Don't do
that. Oh, did I say that?
How many cars are you getting, do you think? Are people honest about the fact that they were on their phone?
No.
No.
Absolutely, positively not.
You're like a doctor. Like, people, how many cigarettes do you smoke? None. And the doctor's like, I can hear it when I put the stethoscope up. Yeah.
If you admit to that, though, could you lose like your insurance coverage and everything? Would that be your fault if you were?
Well,
on
I
your
wouldn't
phone
say
phone?
I was texting if I was texting. I mean, come on,
right, yeah, you can't it's an extra fine that. if the police
well,
department's involved.
Yeah, it's not the nicest thing in the world to do.
So no one's ever been honest with you, like, Warren, I was an idiot.
No,
never,
never.
Oh, okay.
The only time someone was honest was the guy who couldn't talk because he lost his head and had his phone still in his hand as he ran into the back of a semi-truck in his convertible.
Mm.
For real.
Yeah.
Because then it was there. It was documented.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
How about people who've have they ever been honest about perhaps participating in activities while driving that We're of the naughty nature.
I can't go there on the air.
Okay. There you go. Enough said. I think that's a yes. Yes.
We got a text message from the 847. Can you ask your guest in studio how to get the Minutemen of Chicago's expressways to help if your car has been disabled?
I think 311 is a good call. That's
that makes
one.
Sense.
That's a city helpline. The other is I would call the police, 911. I'd go 311 first because it's not emergent. And immediately thereafter, of course, you want help on the highway. So I would go 911.
When people are shopping for a car, you know, there's always these add-ons, you know, the anti-rust, you know, we live in Chicago. What are the things that we should include when we buy a car?
Well,
and I know that you're a proponent of buying used cars because it loses value as soon as you drive it off the lot new.
Well, not that I'm just a proponent of buying used cars. Recycling is a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for the planet.
You see how long I held onto my car.
You are unbelievable. You know, to have an 06 and a 95 vehicle, it's unbelievable. It's almost unheard of.
I should show you the TV that I watched the Super Bowl on. Big deep tube television from 2001.
One of those tubes that are about 4 feet deep?
Yeah, JVC.
Yeah, and it's got a cylindrical thing that goes back into mm-hmm. a little, yeah, it plugs yeah. into the wall.
Only has the audio visual.
The tubes and the tubes and the
yeah,
tubes?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Okay.
What were we saying? Were we talking about?
We're talking about what you buy with a car as
yeah.
far as
protection.
Protection. Mm-hmm. Well, rust proofing is a great thing to have. The exterior waxes that they want to sell are kind of cloak and dagger. Not necessarily are they going to really help the car. You know,
the
paint on the car should last at least 40 years because it's the factory has UV protection in the paint. So that should last a long time. I don't suggest putting high-speed buffers on paint because mm-hmm. It takes away its life. It removes layers. Hand waxing's the best. As far as other accessories for the car, there are a lot of dealers are selling these packages for paintless dent removal, bumper repairs, wheel repairs. It's an insurance policy. I don't really think it works that well because there's a lot of gray areas in there. Maybe the dent's too deep or the chip is too bad or the wheel was hit by a curb and it's really not.
The line's always moving for what qualifies it,
and it's just a great add-on, you know, $1,200 wow, per car. You sell 100 cars a month, that's an extra $120,000 a month for the dealer, and, you know, over a million a year, woof. They make a lot of money on that, and it's not really worth it.
From the 309, ask your guy in there if there was somebody named Felix in his shop in the 80s.
Felix?
Never.
Okay. Never. Okay.
I was thinking of a different shop there and a different Felix.
That's
Sorry.
A name that would stick with you.
Oh, yeah. Felix. There was a cat we had.
Here's my TV, by the way. That's the kind of TV.
That's old. That's old.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of gal.
It's okay. Yeah. It works.
Yeah, it works very well. That's,
you can't recycle that.
My TV? No.
No.
No, there's nothing. No.
Might be able to use the glass.
Until the picture's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long we'll go. There's like a corner in the top left that's starting to like have like this sort of fuzzy cloud, uh-huh. but it's been there for about 8 years.
Maybe it's dust.
No, we've cleaned it. I know. Well, and my son, someday you'll meet Declan. He's a sweet little boy, but he likes to put his hands right on the screen because he wants to get into the picture, especially if it's like Mickey Mouse or something.
Okay.
He's got his hands all over.
Is that after he has the bacon?
A little bit.
Real quick from the 312, how do you convince someone to give up on a car if they really love it and don't want to let it go?
Why do they have to give it up? That's probably the question. Go ahead, Warren.
Well, why would they have to give it up? Yeah, if they have deep enough pockets, they want to keep it going. They put money in it and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Take it to Warren. He'll give you the honest truth.
I'll give you the honest truth. I had someone who just spent $6,000 on their car on an 07 vehicle. They put in a transfer case in their vehicle to keep it alive, and that was a lot of money, but it was an investment that was cheaper than the first-year depreciation on a brand-new car.
Right. Well, that was my point to you is that, you know, I mean, it depended on, there's a lot of wear and tear underneath the Honda Accord.
Yes.
There was a lot of
corrosion.
So yeah. That was kind of the part that we took into consideration when we decided.
You, at a certain point, you're going to see in your car that it's not going to go away. Your little patch job is really just a Band-Aid, and it's a small Band-Aid because, you know, it can start It can give up very quickly.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to give up yourself.
So. Yes.
More after this with Warren from European and U.S. Car Service at 4080 North Broadway, and visit his website, EuroUSAAutobody.com. 720 WGN.